and relax. Just relax your mind, relax your body. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes, just let yourself relax. Just let yourself relax. Physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual relaxation. Now, as you're relaxing, I'd like you to bask in the feeling that you're a spiritual being having a physical experience. You're a spiritual being having a physical experience. That's right. You're a totally physical being, but you're having a totally spiritual experience. Or are you a spiritual being just having a physical experience? And know that your needs, wants, and desires are God-given. God, the universe, if you will, wants you to have these things. That's why you have these desires that seem to pop up out of nowhere. Right? And then, of course, to those that have much, more is given because you see more opportunities. You see more possibilities. You open yourself up to experience more so the universe and God can experience more. More beauty, more love, more passion, more experiences in general. That's right. So you accept this now. And now what I'd like you to do, as you accept that, imagine a beautiful white light from the universe coming down. A beautiful white light from the universe coming down. Now this beautiful light bathes you in light and love, unconditional love from the universe. And as it bathes you and goes through you, it goes down through you, through every cell, down into your very DNA, cleaning out all the darkness, all the fear, all the apprehension. It can remove all the negativity about receiving these desires that you're going after. It can just totally wash it away. And it goes deep down into the earth. It goes out through you, down into the earth, and connects you with the core of the earth. And all those wonderful things in the earth, the diamond, the gold, the rubies, the oil, the uranium that has unlimited power, all of these things. So you're connected with the earth. And it comes back up through you. All these wonderful riches from the earth come up through you back out into the universe. So you're a true conduit of the universe connecting with the earth and the earth connecting with the universe. That's right. And now, imagine you go into a place of miracles and magic and possibilities. Miracles, magic, and possibilities. I always use the ministry of magic like Harry Potter. You might use whatever you use, but when you walk in, you notice there's five floors down and there's five floors up from where you are. And you're connected down and you're connected up. And because this is a place of magic and miracles, you see an escalator. But there's a magic escalator. The one going down is right next to the one going up. And as you approach it, your consciousness breaks free of the physical body and gets on the up escalator as your body goes down the down escalator. So as your body goes higher into consciousness, your body goes deeper into relaxation and into the earth. Your mind goes higher into consciousness as your body goes deeper into relaxation and into the earth. Still connected by light and love. So one, your body goes deeper now. Physical, mental, emotional relaxation as your mind goes higher. Two, your mind breaks free of the constraints of space and go to the edge of the universe and back as your body goes into deep physical relaxation where your body can heal. Three, you go beyond time. You can see yourself as a young person. You can see out into the future. You realize there's no space, there's no time. Four, and your body goes deeper. Four, your body goes even deeper into relaxation, begins to instantly heal. As your mind breaks free of all physical, mental, and emotional constraints, it's like you're all mind and spirit and no body. Your body's relaxing. And five, you go into a place of magic and miracles. Your mind breaks free and goes to that place of possibilities. And you see your body way down there, healing and soothing. And now you think about that command that you want to have happen. I don't know how, you say your command. You live a life of miracles. I don't know how you say your command. And you throw in, I just know it happens now, and I am grateful. I don't know how I, you say your command. I just know it happens now, and I am grateful. One more time, you say your command. I don't know how I just know it happens now, and I am grateful. And now you expand beyond this command. It goes down through you, down into the earth. It goes into your physical DNA. It goes into your very DNA. All the negativity, all the blocks spin out, spin out, spin out. And this new command goes into your DNA. And you go way beyond it. You see that goal. It's yours. You step into it. You see it. You hear it. You feel it. And you think beyond it. What happens after I get this goal? What's the next step? And you jump to there. That's where you are. You're beyond receiving your goal with gratitude and love. You're at the next step. Because to those that have much, more is given. That's right. So you put it into your DNA physically. So it must happen. That's right. And in here in the magical mystery place of possibilities, you accept this gift and what's beyond it, and it opens up. And you put it down into your DNA so your body can accept this gift. And then you see the universe starting to align. You see your universe starting to align. Drawing the perfect people, places, and things that can help you get this. That's right. So you accept it with total gratitude. That's right. And now, I'm going to count from 3 back to 1, and as I do, your mind and body reconnect in a magical mystery way. 3, drifting together, mind and body beginning to reconnect. 2, you're feeling a shifting taking place as it ripples through your DNA. This success, this motivation, this thing you want is in your DNA and has to happen. The same way you went from being a little kid to an adolescent, into early puberty, into adulthood, and still changes. It's DNA. It can't be stopped. And 1, it's totally connected now, mind, body, spirit. You feel that connection with the universe and what has to happen now into the future. And now you accept it with total gratitude as if it's already happened. Not just getting your goal, you go beyond that into what comes after that. That's right. Like if one of the things you wanted is a certain new car, not only do you have that car, now you're treating it like a car. Maybe you're getting it customized. Maybe you're adding something to it. Maybe you just look around, see the coffee cup there, and see, it's a car. Good. Whatever it is, you have the perfect relationship. You have the income, the prosperity, the body. All of these things start to happen now. Because it's what you want, what you desire, nothing can stop you. And you receive it with total gratitude, thanking your higher self, thanking the universe. Knowing right now you're going to nurture this. This seed is planted in your mind, body, and spirit. And you're going to nurture it. And tune out all the things that could hurt it. Negativity, anger, resentment. That's right. And find yourself open to the coincidences that begin to happen. Good. Good. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and you're going to come back feeling better than before, knowing you can listen to this several times with each desire that you want to have happen. 1, coming on up. 2, feeling better. 3, younger and younger as your body is flooded with growth hormone and youth and vitality. 4, wide awake, clear-headed, and refreshed. and 5. Come on back.